George Washington in Valley Forge had an experience on December 18, 1777. He had been studying at his table for 3 hours, so he wasn't asleep. And he looked up, and there was a being standing in front of him at his table. It scared him a little bit. It caused him to be awake, but more awake. I mean, it frightened him a little bit. And he said to the being, he said, "Can I help you?" And got no response. He asked the question 4 times and got no response. And then suddenly, the being said, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." And then came everything broke loose. The walls of the tent disappeared, and he saw the vision of 3 different major conflicts that were going to come into America's history. And the being that was in front of him, who appeared like you and me, it wasn't surrounded by light. He obviously could touch this being's hand, but this being was just like you and I. But this being sent him on this vision of another being that stood over the ocean and dipped his hand in the water,
mm-hmm.
and showed him the continents that would be in conflict with the Americas, not to exclude that of the Middle East. And when he came out of his tent, his 2 old friends, Anthony Sherman and David Perry, who had fought alongside him at the French and Indian War and were with him at Valley Forge, sat down, and both of them recorded separately this vision, or they called it a vision, but it was really more of an encounter. They wrote it down word for word. And the one last thing that George Washington said, and is recorded in the Reflection of an Old Soldier by David Perry, was that George Washington said, "I saw that we should fear September 11th.
And he had no idea.
This was published before 1830, as in the Library of Congress. I didn't invent this. This is not something I invented. This has been in print since the beginning of our country.
Yeah, that book was called Reflections of an Old Soldier, wasn't it?
By David Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly out of print at this point, but it's something that can be looked up and verified on the net.
It's there.
I didn't invent it. This is something that's there.
Right.
But I put together a CD of all of the visions and the prayers of George Washington. There were some very strange things that happened to George Washington, though he appeared in, there were many historians who felt like he wasn't even religious. But I go through all of that and describe the difference between his public persona, which had to be very neutral, because he had to amass an army together who were a very different face. And in those days, people were drawn along political lines and along religious lines very severely. And so he had to remain neutral,
yes,
in this environment, so that he did not ostracize and create conflict within his own already tenuous army. So he was very, very neutral, but he did share with his best friends many of these amazing experiences, which were prophecies of the future, and depicted his own personal beliefs, when in reality, in public, he appeared as a very neutral. He never mentioned the word God very few times, and certainly never used the word Jesus in his public persona.
Can I guess who that figure was in his tent?
I would like you to guess.
Melchizedek?
Maybe so.
Maybe?
Maybe so.
What were the 3 conflicts that he saw on... I would guess Civil War was one.
Well, yeah, he saw the Civil War because he saw the rising of... he said Africa had a cloud over it, and that people would be fighting each other in the cities and villages of the towns within the Americas. The only time that's ever happened was at the time of the Civil War, and amazingly, that was associated in his vision with Africa. And the other one was a great conflict, which was a war between the European countries and the United States. And then the last conflict, amazingly, has not yet happened.
Ah.
There's a conflict where there's a light of 1,000 suns that hasn't happened yet. And I hate to speculate what that is all about.
How disastrous was that, did he say?
He said at the very end that the being told him, son of the Republic, the Republic will be preserved.
Well, that's a good thing.
Oh, yes. That was the final comment, by the way, in his vision. The Republic will be preserved. And I go through it detail by detail, as I do in the Melchizedek CD. I take a chapter and verse and do it in detail and tell you the entire story so that people who are interested in this kind of thing can get the rest of the story.
Do you talk about specific dates at all, Glenn?
Yes, the only date that comes out of the vision of George Washington is the September 11th date.
Just that date, not the year, nothing like that.
No year at all.
Just the date, and obviously 9/11 is a day that, of course, will live in infamy as well.
Without any doubt at all. But, you know, what I'm trying to suggest is that these encounters that come into the lives of men are commonplace, not only amongst the common people, but amongst kings and presidents and rulers, and come at a moment of crisis. Can you imagine a moment of crisis any more poignant than Valley Forge, December 18th? My goodness.
I wonder how many kings and presidents and prime ministers react to policy based on visitations or prophetic information that they might get.
Oh, well, only heaven knows. Only heaven knows.
Oh, that's an understatement too, Glenn.
Oh, yeah. I can assure you one thing, that there are things we are not told. For good reason. I am sure that the agenda of George Washington when he came out of Valley Forge was, and he made it perfectly clear, because he hired people based on the same agenda. He said, we must be accepting of the Jew, the Gentile, the Islam, and specifically the atheist, together as a brotherhood. He said it clearly in his own words.